Good evening, my friend.
Good evening.
I am happy to be with you again. My absence has not been too long, I hope.
No, not really, though it has seemed, sir. We are so used to your speaking to us now that even a short absence seems a long one. Never mind, that's behind us. And we're particularly glad that your instrument is well again.
I am pleased to be with her again, but if there should be any problem with her, then I will withdraw, but I do not see that at this present time.
Good, I understand. Thank you.
Spiritually, there is no problem, but I would not be happy to leave her with any physical problems.
I'm sure you would not.
You understand.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. I know your first consideration is for her welfare.
I need to say to you that this one I am using is not always happy to ask for help. It is one of her life lessons that still she struggles with.
That's her.
But she is beginning to see the wider issues involved. And so, I hope, as time continues, she will find it within herself to ask me more for help.
Yes, I hope so. That's interesting you should say that, because last night I was talking to another lady who expressed the same doubts about asking for help. And I had to tell her very forcibly that there's always power available to ask for. They won't drain it, they won't use it all. So they must ask.
Let me say a few words on this, please.
Thank you.
To be able to give freely that love and help that is within you, you must know what it is to receive. There must be the unity of both. Can you understand this?
Yes, it is, and another expression, the positive and negative again operating.
Let me say, it is this. To give, in a way, is to receive. I think most of you understand this.
Yes, we do.
But also, in receiving, you to give. It is a complex subject, and one which I will elaborate on in another evening. But you must do both in your everyday lives. To give truly, you must learn to receive graciously.
Yes, that applies in normal domestic daily affairs as well as in spiritual affairs. I have frequently said that to people. They must learn how to receive as well as give.
There seems to be a school of thought amongst you humans. If I don't sound too unkind.
No, of course not.
You think always to be good people, you need to give, give, give. I do not say this is not good. Please to understand me. Of course it is good. When the ego is forgotten, to give to another can only be good. But as you say, to receive is also good for you spiritually, because in receiving, what are you doing but giving to the other person,
of course,
the opportunity to give.
Absolutely, if we don't,
can
then...
Can you see the correlation of
yes.
what I am saying to you?
That is precisely what I have told many people. You deny them the pleasure of giving if you don't receive.
This is the problem with this one I use. She is only too happy to help, but feels sometimes within herself some guilt at receiving. I will help her with this. It is a problem which has been carried forward with her from times before.
Okay.
It is a life lesson which will be resolved this time.
Good. I'm very glad to hear that. I personally have no hesitation in asking for help. Which brings me to something I was going to tell you anyway. My daughter in Canada, many years ago, injured her foot rather badly. And she was contemplating having to have an operation. It had become so painful. She listened to one of the tapes which I sent her, the tape containing your voice and the thoughts and comments on the power of thought and healing to the person. She began using those words, and she telephoned me, full of joy, to say that the foot had completely recovered, and she couldn't express her pleasure at being able to walk without pain.
I am happy to hear those words expressed. When first I came to you, I said I wish to help all of you here. And in saying those words, I do not think I said to you that all who are connected with you will feel the ripples of that help, if they so desire.
Okay.
You cannot be an island within yourselves. You belong to this cosmic population. And all of you, my friends, are intertwined. So, I say to you, I am pleased that she listened to what I had to say, that she heeded those words, and so has benefited from them.
She certainly has. And she looks forward to a constant supply of your words now.
Again, I return to what you must by now know as one of my favorite sayings. Thought is all powerful.
Yes.
Always, always remember.
Thank you for that. Do you wish to continue speaking, or may I ask a question on another subject?
Let us have your questions this time.
At our other meetings, we have been having information on a par with what you have been saying, not so advanced, but approaching that, and we have been told that there is so much to be given to us that they will be using a medium at those meetings. This has happened several times, and recently one communicator said, much to my surprise, that he was from the year 2600. That is over 600 years ahead of our present time scale. Now, is such a thing possible?
Let me speak firstly, please. I know of what goes on within these walls. But let me say, I am not involved in all that goes on. I have come to you for this group of people.
Right.
So, although I can say that what you receive is genuine, I personally, the I that speaks now, am not involved in other work.
I see.
You understand?
Yes. But it is genuine, what we were told.
Let me go a little further.
Go.
I have said to you when we speak of past, present, and future, it has always been. You remember my words?
Yes, we do indeed.
I know this is difficult for you to understand at times, that your knowledge is not sufficient enough to take these facts in. When you have a communicator speaking of time to come, I would say to you, it is not a person in a form that you would recognize. You would agree that the future is known. You can accept that. But you see, we are speaking of time on a much different level. I suppose you could say, I too have come from the future.
Yes, I thought of...
I beg your pardon. You follow me.
Yes, I do.
But I would imagine that your physical minds suppose that I come from the past. I am going slowly to try to make you understand what is happening here.
Okay.
When you leave earthly time, when that spiritual aspect of yourself leaves and travels to what you term the spiritual realms, then time ceases to be as you understand and know it. You understand,
yes,
and
you
accept this.
You follow what you say. It is a new dimension entirely unknown to us at the moment.
There are worlds within the cosmos that are much in advance of yourselves. Also in time. So, you see, it exists, but to you little is known of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to you, I think what you experience through your medium was an aspect of what is to come. It was not a physical presence.
Yes.
Can you understand?
I see, yes.
It is an aspect that is being drawn from time to come.
Mm-hmm. I've got a... It isn't
imagine,
easy.
Imagine, let me try to simplify it. If you have a child's ball which is rolling forward, all things are mapped upon the ball. So, what is ahead is already known. You agree?
Yes, yes.
If the ball were to come backwards, roll backwards, then what has been ahead of you suddenly becomes the present. Can you follow?
That certainly makes it much clearer.
It's a rolling
mm-hmm.
thing. Very similarly, that is a little of how time exists. It is a very simplified form of time. So, it is the aspect of what has been ahead of your time that has been spoken of.
I see. That does clarify it for me. Thank you.
In the same way as we have spoken with the travelers of space.
Yes.
You see, they are defying time as you know it.
Yes, that is a shackle we have to throw off if we can, isn't it? Because we base everything on our current knowledge of time and space.
You really have to forget what you know and understand.
Yes.
By that I don't mean that what you know is untruth, but it is very, very limited.
Right, we just have to accept it, that it is there beyond our comprehension. Because there's through that medium also at another meeting, a rather parallel statement was made. The communicator, I asked whether this particular person who said he worked on 32 different planets took on the form and appearance of the people there, and whether he was able to speak their languages. And he said that I say he, just for want of an appellation, he said that he was amused at our always putting these remarks in human form, because he had no form, he was energy.
Yes, this is a subject also that you humans know little of.
Quite.
What are you without your physical form, if not energy?
Yes, quite.
All that exists is a form of energy. And let me say, there are many forms. I would say this to you. Be cautious of all who claim to be travelers in time. Because I must say to you, there are those around whose motive is not always true. I do not mean that deliberately they would lie to you, but they, how can I tell you, they would be amused by this. So I say, always be judgmental. Always be, as I said to you when first I came, accept only what you find in your heart seems to be the truth.
This is why I wanted to refer the matter to you for confirmation.
There are many. I will not say, do not accept or believe what is happening, but they become a little misguided in what they feel. I am not being unkind when I say this to you.
No, I quite understand what you mean.
I say to you this. I will look into this for you, because I have not been involved, as I have said.
No. Because I don't want to accept information which is faulty. Not necessarily deliberately false, but no. Faulty in its giving.
No. You may assume that mischievous spirits exist only in the lower forms of life. I have to tell you, they exist in many higher aspects of living.
Yes, I had begun to believe in that. I used not to. I thought that they were confined to the lower spheres. But I must admit that I had begun to think that a certain degree of mischief must also exist in the higher planes.
You see, there is a problem with using the word realms, planes, all of these physical terms.
Yes.
You see, what you do then is limit what there is. All of existence cannot be limited. It is never ending.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be these spirits. If you accept that the cosmos is never ending, that the Creator is bigger than any of us will know, then you have to accept that there is much that we are not aware of. And I have said to you in the past that you humans are really at the bottom of the ladder.
Yes, you have.
So, in accepting this, you have to accept that there are many rungs of the ladder where you can, how can I express it to you, fail to reach.
Mm-hmm.
I will speak to you next time on this matter.
It will be interesting, thank you. So I must admit that much more frequently than I used, I am reminded of an expression which we were given by a communicator long ago when I was talking about proofs. I was told that if you have faith, you will receive the proof.
I must say, I don't like the term faith.
No.
I would say to you, keep an open heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
Faith implies, how shall I say, something that is bound, something that needs to be done by the person.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Can you understand me?
Yes, I can.
Always my problem is in my expression to you of difficult subjects which need simple explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is not the correct term.
Now again, it's semantics, isn't it? It's a question of the right language to use.
Yes. But I will speak next time. I will tell you what I know.
Thank you. We look forward to that.
But whatever other work goes on within these walls is not of my doing.
No.
I came this time, for these people, because of the connection that was made. And the many years I have waited to come to speak with you. And I hear some say, why should you not be involved in all that goes on? Because, like you all, I too have a mission. I too am encompassed within certain limitations.
Yes, of course.
And although the possibilities are there for me to work with others, that has not been my intent or desire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to say to you that because of the instrument, I will not bring someone who I intended to bring this time, but once I have spoken to you next time, please be prepared for someone who you will find of great interest.
Thank you very much for attending us.
May I say to you all, before I leave you this time, may the stillness and the peace that is now, may you all be enfolded within it.
Thank you. God bless you. And love, as usual, goes with you.
See what the rest of your evening brings. My love.